Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile Smart Quad Door Refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2549, What This Blog Has Taught Me About Fear by Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And we're going to jump right into today's article as we optimize your life. What This Blog Has Taught Me About Fear by Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. Fear can be both a powerful motivator and lead to inaction at the same time. We all experience fear in our lives, though our level of exposure varies. We all know the sweaty palms, racing heart, butterflies, or nausea that accompanies it. No one is immune to it. It's just something we have to deal with, and we all do it in different ways. For many of us, fear of failure, fear of ridicule, fear of the unknown can lead to paralysis or make us automatically default to the norm. In fact, the new book by Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner, Think Like a Freak, addresses this topic in the very first chapter. How we deal with fear is the key. Do you recoil or do you forge ahead anyway? Recoiling means you will react to whatever consequence results from inactivity, and forging ahead means you'll have an active hand in shaping the outcome of the situation or circumstance you fear. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Like the Nike slogan says, just do it. But is it really that simple? What if what you're scared of is a situation that is entirely your doing, not something imposed upon you? Does that situation make it any different? I learned that very lesson this past year as I was setting up this blog. After leaving my employer of 12 plus years, I realized that I wanted to share some insights with the world, both as a way of organizing my own thoughts and hopefully learning something in the process, and as a way of offering something that others might find useful in some way. That realization made me secure a domain name, investigate various blog hosting options, and start to write. So what's the big deal? The sheer amount of preparation and thought, for one, and then there's that overwhelming reluctance to hit the go button. Getting ready, the preparation stage. In getting ready to put this blog out there, I spent 6 months writing material for it. Yes, you heard correctly, 6 months. I was not sure what I had to say or how to say it, so I experimented over and over and over again. What was I going to write about? What do good bloggers say and write? How would what I think and write matter to anyone? I'd been told that I had some insights and perspectives to share, and others did tell me, you have to write. But that didn't change my level of hesitation. So I did what many of us do. I stalled. Then I went into analysis paralysis. I read a number of resources on blogging, from hosting to content to raising awareness about it on social media. I also read about successful writing strategies. I searched for images for the blog, Twitter, and Facebook platforms, searched for the perfect theme, only to leave these unimplemented until some unknown trigger would make me move to the next step. I needed my own proverbial kick in the butt, hitting the go button. I finally gave myself some deadlines after dilly-dallying for some time, and some might call it ruminating. One of these deadlines was to get to 50,000 words written by year end 2013. I thought that if I had this amount of material, then maybe I would feel that I had enough to say to justify ownership of a blog and the ability to call myself a writer. Maybe this amount of material would make me feel sure about declaring what it is that I'd be writing about and result in a better description for the blog itself for both me and you than potential future readers. In short, the imposter syndrome was alive and well in me. What amount of preparation and work would really be enough for me to go live? Success equals doing stuff. Go figure. What finally occurred to me is that the most successful people just do stuff. They don't wait until everything's perfect. They don't perfect their ideas so long as to have what they're working on become irrelevant or uninteresting. They throw it out there once they feel it's reasonable. They put it out into our critical world and see what sticks, what needs fixing, and what should just not persist. In short, they feel the fear and do it anyway. So after months of knowing this fact and not going live, I did it. I threw my now ridiculous amount of caution to the wind and published my first words. That was almost to the day a full 6 months after writing the first words. Was that wait time justified? Part of it certainly, but definitely not all of it. The fear of failure did make me spend more time on the blog content than if I had not felt a certain responsibility to myself and to you, to your reader, to offer something of value that might be useful to you or someone else. Is it perfect? Not at all. Is it better than if I had published my first thoughts haphazardly? Absolutely. I can tell you in hindsight that the fear and the rush associated with publishing this blog make it feel like an important activity. And no matter what happens next, no matter how long this activity persists or where life takes me, I think I'll always appreciate that I won't experience the regret of asking myself the what ifs of not having moved ahead. I'll have to remind myself of this every time I dive in and try something new in the future. One belief of mine does offer some relief. It can only get easier to keep trying new things. You just listened to the post titled, What This Blog Has Taught Me About Fear by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply with UiPath, the world's number one AI-powered business automation platform. UiPath, the foundation of innovation.
Thank you to Alain. At the very end, she said that it can only get easier to keep trying new things, and I'm going to have a post from Colin Wright pretty soon that talks about this, getting used to difficult things. And I thought that was a really interesting perspective, that fear can be both a powerful motivator and lead to inaction at the same time. It sounds counterintuitive and something I don't remember ever hearing before, but her example made perfect sense. With the blog, she did write. She was motivated to actually put words on the page, and she did a ton of research, but she spent 6 months doing that when in reality she could have hit publish and that go button pretty much from day one if she wanted to. So there was lost time there, and that's 6 months that people weren't visiting the blog, which is huge, really. I know from experience as that's sort of the opposite. Once I had about 5 or so episodes recorded for this podcast, only about like 5 days worth, and the technical aspects of having a podcast were all set up, I just let it go, put it out there. So I was probably on the other side, more unprepared and a bit shocked about how much work I was going to have to do to keep everything running smoothly. With the podcast, fear didn't slow me down, but in other areas of my life, I can definitely relate. And I think it's great to think about because in her words, success equals doing stuff, go figure. So start doing stuff, push forward. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to or following the show. Have a great rest of your day and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.